All right, now on to that other New England race that's drawing lots of national attention. In 2012, when then Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown squared off against Elizabeth Warren, he labeled his Democratic opponent an outsider, someone who wanted to nationalize what was a state contest. Now Brown is challenging Senator Gene Shaheen in New Hampshire. Again, he's trying to nationalize the race by linking Shaheen to President Obama and the Affordable Care Act.
And he's getting a lot of help from outside political money, which is flooding the race. Here's part of an ad released just this afternoon from the Koch Brothers Group, Americans for Prosperity.
What's health insurance worth if care isn't there when you need it? Gene Shaheen voted for Obamacare, putting your doctors and hospitals further out of reach. Tell Senator Shaheen, Obamacare is not working for New Hampshire.
Now, that ad buy is worth close to $500,000. But there's a lot at stake, with control of the Senate possibly in the balance.
And joining us now to talk about the race is John Carroll. He's a professor of communications at BU. He also writes the Campaign Outsider blog. Hey, John.
Hey, Anthony.
So this outside money pouring into New Hampshire, and the message of that ad we just heard is a message that is really playing out in races across the country, right?
Yeah, I think Obamacare is going to be the big stick that Republicans across the country are going to try to use against Democrats, whether they're incumbents or challengers. And I think that you're going to see that every Democratic senator cast a deciding vote for Obamacare. Each one of them did, which is pretty amazing.
But How is that possible?
It's going to be a consistent theme all across these races. And these outside groups, like Americans for Prosperity, Freedom Partners, both of which are funded by the billionaire industrialist Koch brothers, are really coming in and dominating so far these campaigns. The Americans for Prosperity has spent $30 million since last August on Senate campaigns, and we're 6 months away from the actual voting. So what's happening here is they're able to set the agenda, they're able to set the pace, and in many ways, they may elbow out the candidates in terms of dominating what people see, especially on television.
Interesting. Now, the outside money might come with a risk, though, a political risk. Here's an ad that the Shaheen camp released recently. That's incumbent Senator Gene Shaheen. Let's listen.
Not long ago, Scott Brown said he was really disgusted with super PAC ads. Now Scott Brown won't sign his own pledge to stop them. Maybe it's because Big Oil and Wall Street want to buy him a Senate seat. Gene Shaheen signed the People's Pledge. Tell Scott Brown to sign. It was the right thing to do in Massachusetts, and it's the right thing to do here.
Right thing to do in Massachusetts. Kind of a twofer there, reminding people that he's an outsider, but also this allegation of hypocrisy, right?
It was the wrong thing for Scott Brown to do in 2012. It was the worst
for him,
move,
right,
the
yeah.
worst move he possibly could have made, because what he did was he didn't realize he was going to be outraised by Elizabeth Warren significantly. He thought that she was going to need the Democratic money. It turned out he needed the Republican money, and he also needed the Republican sort of bad guys to come in and do his dirty work against Elizabeth Warren. He had to do it himself. And that really dinged up his nice guy image. So this is the third time he's running against a female candidate, and he's got to be really careful that he doesn't overstep. A lot of people had a very bad taste after he went after Elizabeth Warren the way he did.
John, remind us how this outside money works, the sort of extent of it. These outside groups can't coordinate officially with candidates, but the messaging is pretty consistent nonetheless, right?
It usually is, and what happens is they look at the race and they think, here's the vulnerability of the candidate. And sometimes it's going on the attack. Sometimes it's supporting the candidates. I mean, there's a lot more of the former than the latter. But one of the issues is, you know, will they be buying up most of the inventory in these the various states where these races are going to happen? I mean, there's only so much inventory in New Hampshire and on Boston television. If the super PACs, the party committees come in and start buying up the bulk of the ads, what happens to the candidate? All of a sudden, the candidate is at the bottom of the food chain instead of at the top where they would traditionally be.
Well, you mentioned, John, you suggested there that by allowing this outside money in, Scott Brown can remain positive, and you were seeing that happen at least early in the race. Here's the latest ad from the Brown campaign itself. It features the candidate's famous pickup truck, although this time it has New Hampshire license plates.
Scott Brown has almost 300,000 miles on this truck. Over the last few weeks, it's taken him all across New Hampshire, listening, learning. And what he's heard is pretty simple. People want an America that leads the world again. A healthcare system that works for New Hampshire. And more good jobs. Isn't it time someone took their side?
Go get him, Scott.
Go get him, Scott. What do you think, John?
This is an ad where Scott Brown is completely eloquent because he actually doesn't say anything. I think that, this is a typical intro sort of warm and fuzzy gauze cam kind of ad that you run at the beginning of a campaign. And I think that he has tried to set a tone so far in his announcement. He said, look, Jean Shaheen's a nice woman. She's just wrong on the issues. Mm-hmm. If he can stick to that level, he may avoid a lot of the pitfalls that he encountered with Elizabeth Warren.
So Brown hopes that Obama's slump in the polls might help him, but polls suggest that he's having a little bit of trouble with some of his own likability numbers. A recent poll from WMUR in Manchester found his favorability rating at just 29%, with 39% of adults viewing him as unfavorable. Does that mean that he'll be able to stay positive with his messaging, or what does that mean?
I think he's in a primary right now, so he's got to beat the other. I think there are two other candidates. One of them is Bob Smith, the former
senator.
New Hampshire senator.
Right.
So he's got to win the primary. A lot of people think that the odds are that he will, but it's not a lock. And I think he's got ground to make up with the New Hampshireites. I think he is an outsider. He's a carpetbagger, and he also has had a liberal voting record on gun rights or gun control. And I think that he has some ground to make up with them. I don't think it's going to be easy either time, either in the primary or if he makes it through the primary in the general.
Well, really interesting race. John Carroll, professor at Boston University, and he writes the Campaign Outsider blog, talking there about the race for the Senate in the great state of New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, coming up, advocates for the mentally ill say all too often Massachusetts treats those suffering from mental illness as criminals. We'll speak with one attorney who says it's time for that to change. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.